Andrew Wiggins is the number one overall pick this past year. Dan, do you think it would benefit the Cavaliers more to stay with the youth movement in trying to lure LeBron, or do you think they might have to package a Wiggins with somebody else to bring Kevin Love here, another proven all-star, so it would maybe speed up the process of winning starting this year as opposed to waiting a year or two?
If you could say right now for the Cleveland Cavaliers, we're going to give you somebody, Andrew Wiggins, however the deal would work out, and Kevin Love is coming to Cleveland. If I was a Clevelandite, and I'm a Cleveland fan, just haven't been at Bowling Green, I'd be so damn happy with that, I couldn't even tell you. Because, look, Kevin Love is an effective guy in a lot of areas, and one of which is shooting the basketball. So you've got a guy that I guess you could say would be a little bit like Bosch, could shoot the ball and rebound, but a much more high-volume rebounder in Love. I don't see where you always try to put yourself in someone else's shoes. If I was LeBron James, would I rather play with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, or would I rather play with Andrew Wiggins and Kyrie Irving? And the answer to me is so simple, so easy. Give me Kevin Love any day of the week, because you know what you're getting. You've got an adult. You don't have to build. Building is nice in theory, but when you're LeBron's age, the only thing you're going to be measured by is the number six. You know, Michael Jordan's six championships, or Kobe Bryant, or whoever. So, you know, that's it. So developing a young, talented guy is great when he's like 45 years old, but not right now.